Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am glad to be on the program. Amen. I want to speak to you, amen, about, amen, praise God, Jesus' victory over Satan. And it's called Hallelujah for Jesus' Righteousness. You know, there's an old song that we used to sing called None But the Righteous Shall See God. And that's what, amen, praise God, it literally means. It means that if you're righteous, you will see God. If you're not, amen, praise God, you will go to hell. There is a hell. There is a devil. He's wicked and he's evil. And he uses spells upon you. You end up being spellbound by his various tricks and traps that he placed on you. That's why you got to have God. You got to have Jesus. You got to have the word and the faith at all times. Knowing that I don't care what's going on, Jesus is going to bring you out. I have night battles. Amen. Praise God. Day deliverance. Amen. I don't care what Satan tried to do just before daybreak. God has pulled me out of those crazy battles that I have. Amen. Praise God. And what the enemy want to do is stop the word. But the word continues to go forth out of my mouth by way of the Holy Spirit. So we are looking at praise or adoration to Jesus for what he's already accomplished. You see, it was already established in the heavens before it reached the earth. Nothing can go on not unless it first come from God. Amen? So we elated, amen. I know I am about what God had already accomplished, his son Jesus, amen, and him and the Holy Spirit, amen, accomplished these attacks, if you want to call them attacks, or these evil actions that Satan is trying to do. Satan will never win because the victory was won in heaven first. And we are just waiting on the manifestation, amen, of Jesus' righteousness and glory to continue to be seen in these last and evil days. You know, we're looking at the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and that's 1,000 years down here on earth. But certain events must take place before all of this happens. Amen. And so we're looking at, amen, praise God, the results. Amen, praise God, through the word of what has already occurred and will be manifested. So we say hallelujah, amen, to Jesus Christ and his righteousness today because he's worthy to be praised. Now I want to look at Revelation chapter 19 and speak to you, amen, profoundly on what, amen, praise God, Christ has done. All the other chapters that John wrote, amen, praise God, being the land that he was, amen, he was sent on the Isle of Patmos, amen, and he was sent there and imprisoned there to get a word from the Lord. Sometimes you got to go into certain areas, amen, to hear from the Lord, because of the various strategies and attacks that the enemy placed on you, that you need to be able to, amen, hear exactly what the Lord is saying. Amen, praise God. So God had to put him in prison on the Isle of Patmos so that he can hear from the Lord. I don't know what your assignment is today, but I know that you have to be in a quiet place to hear from the Lord. A lot of people want action around them all the time. A lot of people want to just be the cream of the crop and up there, amen, praise God, and doing everything they can do, and the people are loving on them, but they haven't taken our time to be consecrated, to be sanctified, to be, amen, in a position where ain't no other voices coming around you but God. Oh, the devil voice is going to come around, but you'll be so tuned in to what Jesus is saying that the spirit of rebellion don't be involved in what God is getting ready to do concerning your life. So we're looking at the book of Revelation and from, amen, praise God, hallelujah. From the first chapter all the way through the 22nd chapter. And it's a revealer of the things, amen, praise God, that God had set forth in order to bring this to a closure. Saints, we're nearing the end. We can't play games with our mind and think we can hang around just another day, do something just another day. Play mine just another day. It don't work that way. It's either you with Christ or you're not. It's either you serving God or you serving the devil. And I'm going to literally cry out today and beg you, don't serve the devil. The devil don't have nothing good in him. He's unrighteous, and the things that he do to you, it makes you want to think twice. No, this is not the way that I want to go. So we're looking at, amen, praise God, all the events that have taken place in the heavens. The heavens is full of warfare, amen, full of trouble and battles and all kind of decisions that God have to make to keep us protected. And he's working overtime, but the Bible says he neither sleeps nor he slumbers. He's right there 24/7 with us. Your soul in hell, David said, amen. Even if my soul was in hell, God was there. If your soul is up in the atmosphere of the heavens where God is, amen, praise God. And your spirit, God is right there. He won't leave you until he has done what he says he's going to do. Then he's going to take you home. And so all of these events are going to take place. We call them terrorists now. We call them, the true name is Antichrist. And Mystery Babylon, we know for sure that that's going to be, amen, when we see the manifestation of it, it's going to be hell right there in Lebanon. Amen, praise God. And we understand that the whore, amen, it represents Jezebel, but the whore also represents Lebanon, where, amen, the enemy will come out of, amen. I'm not saying that the enemy was born there. The Antichrist, amen, praise God, is part Jew, part Syrian, he's Arab, amen, got some Arab in him, got some Ishmael. He's a mixed Antichrist. He got everything that can prove that he's still related to the Jews. So all of these various things, amen, praise God, that we've heard and seen about, they come in the past. They will come to pass. God don't lie. He can't lie. It's just virtually impossible for him to lie. So we hear about all the trouble that was, amen, in the seven churches and what God said we need to do. And one of the major things we needed to have done and should be doing is return back to our first love. Satan tries to manipulate us through love. That's the greatest attack that Satan does. To love and to lust after the flesh and the spirit as well. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter, amen, 7 verse 1, they say that we must clean up the flesh as well as the spirit. the flesh want to have sex, the spirit want to have sex too. That's why God said he's not bringing that stuff in heaven. It has no validity, no sense to it. Ain't no, there's not going to be any more babies birth. Amen. Praise God. Jesus come in Isaiah 53, and he birthed the last generation, which is the spirit being that has no need for any intercourse with any humans or, praise God, in that time, because we'll be married to, amen, a spirit, which we are a spirit, and we'll be married to Jesus Christ. He's the bridegroom. He's coming to get his bride. Amen. It speaks about it in Matthew. Well, five were wise and five were few, foolish. And the foolish ones didn't take enough oil in their lamps. Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, they were waiting and waiting. The bridegroom hadn't come, and it was midnight. Amen. Praise God. Or early in the morning. Amen. Praise God. That the bridegroom came, and the five foolish didn't have enough oil. You're going to have enough anointing to sustain you because of the attacks of the enemy. You ain't got no anointing. Amen. You don't have no power. You don't have no authority. You cannot resist the devil up under these attacks that he do, because he tries to strip away the anointing. So the anointing is what destroys the yoke. So now, amen, praise God. Revelation 13 speaks about the Antichrist, amen, and there are two plus one more. The two that are coming, and one is already here, and that's El Baghdadi. You can call him a terrorist, but he's doing a lot of wickedness in the earth. He's killing our people through his little cell groups and through all of these. There's other ways that he's doing it. If you kill them out one by one, two by two, it don't matter. God came to me in a dream here not too long ago, and I emailed President Barack Obama, because he listens to my opinions and what the Lord is saying, and I told him what God said. Before he leaves office, he can go in and set up certain laws that cannot be changed that will help us, because it's too much bloodshed in the earth realm. God told me, said, it's too much in the earth realm. Killing got to stop, amen, like it's doing, because it's unlawful. Well, it's satanic. Amen. Who would want to kill up another person for no reason? Those Muslims, caliphates, they are focused on one thing, their religion, and bringing it in as a justice to the whole world, that they're going in and they not only ethnic cleansing, but they're doing cleansing even of their own people, to the point that the word has to come forth because of the wickedness. It speaks about the horses and all the problems that are they gonna bring, the bay horse and the red horse and the white horse and the black horse and all of those different colors. Amen. I might have missed out on one, but amen, they gonna come in with all of these plagues as the angels pour out vials of plagues upon the earth, and people are gonna die and wanna die, amen, because of these things. And some of them, like the Bible said, they really can't die. Amen. Praise God. So they're going to suffer, amen, for what they have done. Al-Baghdadi will be killed, but his son is going to come forth 70 years later. Amen. Praise God. And his son is going to come into Jerusalem, get that peace treaty signed, and come in and reign for a season. Now, a lot of people say it ain't going to be for 3 years that he's going to be in position to write. No, you know, things don't happen overnight. I wish they did, not letting God bring it in. But it's going to happen to the point that it's going to take some years. Amen. And those people are going to be suffering. And he's coming out of Lebanon. Like I said, he won't be born in Lebanon, but we give God the glory. He's coming out of Lebanon, and he's going to prove that he has credentials, amen, by the bloodline to prove that he is in relationship to the Jewish nation. And he is, amen, praise God. And we go back, amen, in history, amen, praise God, in Syria, amen, Lebanon, and all of those various places, amen, praise God. The Jacob's sons had to migrate, amen, into the promised land, and then when they got there, a lot of them couldn't kill out their enemies. The Canaanites would never kill all the way out, and Philistines would never kill all the way out, and oh Lord, all these various other people that inhabited the land. And when God said, for you to kill out your enemy, it's best that you kill them out because they'll come back on you and cause a problem in your life. So we as the body of Christ, amen, praise God, when we are saved, one of the greatest things that we need to do is learn how to survive by the will of God, by destroying the very thing that's going to try to destroy us. Amen, praise God, and that takes strategy. Greatest battle that we have today, amen, with Satan is witchcraft and sorcery and all kind of mind games, all kind of beguiling, amen, to the point that, amen, praise God, you're going to wish, amen, that you were dead than to serve him. I know I don't want to serve him, amen, so I'm constantly fighting, but, amen, praise God, as these events begin to unfold, amen, praise God, you're going to see more of the warfare, amen, and what's going on in the heavenly for those that have eyes to see, and they're going to begin to cry out for Jesus to come because of the problems, and he's going to come in. He's going to take his position at the Battle of Armageddon, amen, praise God, Jezreel, amen, praise God, or Megiddo, praise God, however you want it. They all in relations together, praise God, amen, and the battle is going to be right there in Jezreel, amen, and Megiddo, praise God, Armageddon, praise God. And so, amen, the word is going forth, and the great voices are heard, amen, and they are praising God even up to the day. They are worshiping God and thanking him, amen, because we know that vengeance is the Lord, amen, and he's going to repay. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. I'll be so glad when that happens. Oh, my God, it's already been completed. It's just got to be manifested. For true and righteousness are his judgments. For he had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and had avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. What is the greatest battle in the earth realm today, as far as, you know, our physical and mental body is concerned? Fornication, adultery, having sex without marriage, like, amen, we're doing, to the point that it causes a seductive happening to come in to us, that we end up serving the flesh, serving the devil more than we should serve and should have been serving God. So all of this is geared on by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, unrighteous deeds. And we have to be careful to avoid these because they was set to, amen, cause entrapment for us. You see, Jesus told Peter when he made a statement, amen, about Jesus, amen, leaving and going on and doing what he has to do, and I'm paraphrasing it. And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." He said, you know, he rebuked him because he said, "But not the things that of God, man." That means that Satan has a way with us of a fleshly man and our spirit man if we are not up under that anointing, that power that destroys the yoke and stand close to Jesus Christ and his blood, that he can manipulate the flesh. He can manipulate the soulish realm to the point that it no longer wants God and no longer believes God and no longer trusts God, and it begins to do more of the unrighteous acts. And it's dealing with magical things, witchcraft, sorcery, divination. He does something to the mind that causes everything to be held up under those forces. There are forces, there are powers that you can't see with the natural eye, but they are working, amen, to weaken, amen, your mind. That's why we hear, you know, and we read some of us, The Battle of the Mind by Joyce Myers, and then T.D. Jakes wrote something about the mind and the mind games that Satan does. He woos you, he wins you over through seduction and lies and deception. And you have to be with God in order to maintain your livelihood. So then we look at, amen, praise God, all of these things that are going to come up on the earth, but they first have to come down from heaven, amen, and be manifested by God's will and glory. They come. And Satan is literally fighting to keep it from happening. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, you read about the woman. And the woman, amen, praise God, and the child. And a lot of people say, well, that wasn't truly Mary and the child. That was the church and so on. They went on to say, but no, that was Jesus and Mary. And there was war in the heavenlies. A battle that was going on in order for Satan to stop what was coming down. But he was not capable of doing it because, amen, praise God, that war went on and the Bible said that old dirty serpent was defeated. Amen. And Jerry, praise God, Mary and Jesus made their way through that battle. And then he went on with his angry, dirty self. He set out a flood against Mary, amen, back in those days, and Jesus and Joseph, until they had to escape and go into Egypt. Amen. And if you read, amen, and understand the wise men that came and brought them the gold and the frankincense and all of that kind of stuff, God even made provisions for them, amen, in that essence. So God, John is really just telling the complete story as he's seen it, and it's written out, amen, praise God, to the all points until it just you can't do nothing but thank God, amen, and say hallelujah, amen, and Jesus, amen, for his righteousness. We, amen, would be dead if it wasn't for him, amen. And so for true and righteousness and his judgment, for he had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and had avenged the blood of his servants by her hand. Jezebel was a man, a queen. Her father was a king. They came from Phoenicia, which is Lebanon. Amen, praise God. And she came in with her wickedness and with Ahab, amen, and the things that, amen, praise God, she was able to accomplish, amen, until God put a stop to her, like he's going to put a stop to the Antichrist or the terrorist. Now, El-Baghdadi will die, amen, with a wound in his head. The Bible says that the father will be dead from the wound in his head, and the false prophet and the, oh, my God, the Antichrist himself, a terrorist, you want to call it, which would be the sun, they're going to do some magic to raise him up, and they're going to think it's a great sign and wonder, and it comes from God, and it's not going to be coming from God. It's going to be coming from Satan. He got some magic and stuff, powers he deal with. He deal with a lot of stuff in the earth realm to make wickedness happen. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. This is Jesus Christ, Isaiah 11. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. You see, you got to have the Holy Spirit. You got to have that anointing that's going to destroy the yoke. And then you need wisdom when strategies are being made, amen, in order for you to survive, amen, you're going to have that wisdom. And then the understanding how to deal with it, because Satan does the mind. He's playing with the mind and the spirit of counsel and might. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We have a counsel that's going on even as far as today, and it's ungodly counseling that causes us to be in places where we have all kind of upsets, all kind of problems and issues. But when Jesus comes, amen, during his millennial reign, he's going to be a judge in the earth realm, and he's not, amen, going to be lack without the proper, amen, praise God, what you call them, gifts, amen, the Holy Spirit is a gift. But he's not going to be without the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these, amen, praise God, are going to be in operation, because he's going to have to, amen, do his work in a way to understand the people and what they were capable and what they were not capable of doing. And so the Bible says, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He's going to come in, and he's going to understand instantly. Yeah, that's Barbara. She know, amen. I know her. I know her heart was never to do service for Satan. I know she's not evil. I know it, amen. So I'm not going to judge her in that essence, amen, as a servant of the devil or as a servant of any unrighteous act. But I know her, she's a righteous woman, and she'll do the things right. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. He ain't going to look at you after what he sees. You might be a whore. You might be a thief, a murderer. You might be a man. Oh, my God, so many wickedness that you can be and do in the earth realm. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ear. He ain't going to go around listening to everybody telling him, oh, Jamie Sue did this here. He's going to close his ears to it, because he knows better than to judge us after what we hear, what he hears, or what he sees. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of the breath of his lips. Shall he slay? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The wicked. He's going to slay the wicked. He's going to look at me and say, no, she ain't wicked. I know she wasn't. He's going to look at you and say, no, I know you done killed 50 million people, but you ain't wicked. Because you meek, your meekness is going to prove to God that you are righteous. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his lines, and faithfulness the girdle of his ring. Jesus, when he come back, amen, praise God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, one of the things that he's going to be that rod of iron, but also going to judge, amen, praise God, with, amen, praise God, good standing, because he's going to know us not by what we did in the flesh or what the enemy did to our mind, but by the meekness and the righteousness that's in us. We should be saying, hallelujah, Jesus, for Jesus, with Jesus, right along with him, for his righteousness in the earth realm that he's going to do. The Bible said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Have a wonderful day. He's coming back.